Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On the podcast with Ken Alexander. We're glad to have you back here. I'm here with the doctor. Dr. Andre Jones.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back. All right. Yeah. Ooh.
That was loud. Wow. For those who don't know, we're here live at the restaurant.
Live at the restaurant.
And it is loud today. Loud, yeah. I think that's ice, right? I think that's the ice.
Yeah, that's ice.
Yes.
I thought that was applause.
Or applause. I think it could be both, actually. Ice and applause. Yeah, yes.
But hey, definitely could hear some restaurant sounds while we're here doing the podcast live.
That's right.
From 5250 22nd Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ken's Arbor Barbecue Restaurant.
Yeah, you gotta finish it. If you're going to say all of that, you gotta end it with the tagline.
Oh, yeah. Come on down and get your barbecue on.
That's right. That's it. That's the only way you can do it. It's a complete package.
Right,
you have to say all of it together.
All right.
How you been, man?
I've been great. It's been nice weekend. I mean, things are going pretty, very well.
Good.
Right.
Good.
Very well. It's, it's football season.
It is. Tailgate season.
It's fall.
It is.
And folks like to eat during that time. So, I mean, it's a great time for us.
It is.
It's a great time for talking about food. Mm-hmm. It's a great time for cooking food and eating food.
That's right. And it is November. Oh, by the way, did you know fall is properly pronounced as autumn?
Autumn.
Autumn.
Right.
Yes, okay. Yes, it is autumn.
Apparently, autumn.
I was scolded by one of my friends who told me, I was like, yeah, it's fall. He's like, no.
It's autumn.
It's autumn. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the autumn leaves, right?
Yes, right.
It's one of my favorite songs.
It is a great song.
Right.
And when it comes to autumn, it is also time for that turkey time that I've been trying to prepare us all for since August. I'm just saying. Yeah. I've been trying to prepare everyone for this since August, and it's finally here.
Yeah, it is turkey time, most definitely. And I'm looking forward to turkey time. Today, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about turkey. We're going to talk about turkey legs.
You mean like things that you get from like the carnivals?
That's it.
Really?
That's it? Yeah.
Oh.
People love those things. Carnivals.
Heck yeah.
I mean, the good tailgate food.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to fall festivals anywhere. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Big games, bowl games. So you go to professional football games. I know when you go up to see the Arizona Cardinals, you out there, there's folks out there selling those turkey legs, and they're delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to talk about preparing turkey legs today.
Really? At home?
At home.
The big ones, the really big ones that you see in the carnivals?
Well, I guess as big as you can buy, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever says you buy, that's the ones that we're going to cook today. So if you want, and they do come hard, pretty big. Those big Tom turkey legs.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, the Tom turkeys are the bigger turkeys. So you can get some big Tom turkey legs, or you could get some smaller turkey legs. But either way,
yes,
we're gonna smoke them.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay. I'm ready. Notes are out.
Okay.
The audience is ready.
Yeah, you ready to jump right into turkey legs? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, grocery store, meat store, you find raw turkey legs. That's what we're going to get. So we're going to get them. We're going to get these turkey legs. Like I said, you can find them at your local grocery store for the most part. And what we're going to do first is what I like to do with my turkey legs. Once I take them all out of the package and everything, I like to make a brine for my turkey legs.
Really?
Yeah, brine.
Hmm.
So I like to put them in a brine overnight. So again, I mean, so what we're doing here is we're starting to layer those flavors in, right? And I've had a lot of turkey legs, and a lot of times they just have smoke on them,
right?
And you need to add some salt, need some other stuff, but with our turkey legs at, right. you know, at the Hardwood Barbecue, mm-hmm. Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. And, you know, we sell them on a food truck sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Right. Okay. As a matter of fact, we're going to be at the Arizona Bowl. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to have a food truck working the tailgate.
Nice.
And we're going to have smoked turkey legs. Mm-hmm. We're offering those during the Arizona Bowl tailgate.
Nice.
That's on the 30th of December.
That's right.
Right. So, ooh. You know, we want them very flavorful mm-hmm. and tasty. And I, you know me, I kind of lean more towards Cajun mm-hmm. kinds of seasoning. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get my Cajun seasonings together, and I'm mm-hmm. gonna put a brine together, some sugar, some salt, and my Cajun seasonings, and just let it sit overnight in the walk-in refrigerator.
Right.
So I take the thawed turkey legs, put them in the brine, let mm-hmm. them sit mm-hmm. overnight. And so the next day I'll take them, and then I'll pull them out and I'll dry them off, and then I'm gonna make a rub.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay, so after you dry them off, now you're going to rub them off, now.
Then I'm going to make a little rub, dust, whatever you want to call it. And so, the seasonings that I'm going to sprinkle on the, mm-hmm. on the turkey legs mm-hmm. before I smoke them. So, again, I'm probably leaning more towards the Louisiana-style flavoring.
Right.
And season up those turkey legs real good. And so it's pretty simple operation.
Yeah.
So it's all about the flavor, you know, get the flavors in those turkey legs. And so then I take those turkey legs and we get them ready for a smoker. So we put some seasoning on them. And at that point, so we're going to use the smoker. Now, I like to smoke my turkey legs at 225 degrees.
Really?
Yeah, 225, and, you know, again, we talk about two temperatures.
Right.
We're talking about the temperature cooking and the temperature you're trying to reach so it's done.
Right.
You know, and we're talking about poultry here. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to 165 degrees for 15 seconds. It has to be there in order for it to be done and healthy.
Right.
Yeah, for poultry.
Okay.
So we're going to take those turkey legs, put them on the smoker. You can also put them on a grill. I mean,
can you put them on a grill?
Yeah, you can put them on a grill. You can go indirect.
Okay.
So indirect heat.
Right.
And still, if you have a thermometer on mm-hmm. there, you're trying to, you want to do it at around 225 degrees, but it could be hotter. But the main thing is you're trying to reach 165 degrees internal temperature. And then, so once we get there, and it just depends on how tender mm-hmm. you want the turkey legs. Do you want your turkey leg to have a little pull on it, or you don't, or you want to just fall it off the bone like some people like stuff?
Sure.
But once you get to 165, then after that, it's whatever tenderness you want the turkey leg from there.
Oh.
And you can just go and just to your own satisfaction.
Sure.
But you know me, I want a little pull.
You want
a
pull.
Meat,
you want a pull.
On the meat. Right.
Yeah.
So, and it, I mean, like I said, it's a simple process.
That's
you
really
get it
easy.
On the smoker. So indirect heat, you know, you just have the turkey legs. And you could, a couple of things, you can have a little drip pan in there.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can also, another thing folks do is they want to add a little humidity in there. So they'll have a little pan of water and they'll and they'll add a little seasoning in there too.
In the water.
And
interesting.
Then, so that humidity, you've got it going on in the smoker too. In the smoker or on the grill or.
Wow.
Right. And, right. And that's all it takes. That's
okay.
your, you get those turkey legs, you get them to 165, and you're good to go.
Nice.
Now, yeah, so you get them off. Once they get to the desired temperature you want them, then you just take those turkey legs and let them rest a bit, about 5 minutes
or so. 5 minutes
and
or so?
What, yeah, and so what they do at the fair, they take them and they pull a turkey leg off mm-hmm. and they'll wrap them in aluminum foil around the bottom of the leg.
Interesting.
Right, around the bottom of the leg. And so you can hold it
yeah,
and eat
right,
it, you know, like
right.
like the Flintstones or
sure,
something.
Right.
So you can walk around and eat the turkey leg. Right, right.
Right.
And that, you know, that it's really simple.
Mm. It's very,
and
it sounds
very
like it.
Tasty. But get your flavors together. Figure
right.
out what flavor.
Right.
You want sweet. You want, I mean, you even want barbecue. Some people might mm-hmm. want barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So get your flavors together. Brine. You don't have to brine. But I like to brine.
Right.
And then, you know, season them and smoke them. It's that simple.
Sounds
don't be afraid of the turkey leg. It's very simple. It's a very simple process.
It sounds like it. It sounds like something you can do pretty much in a weekend, right? A
yeah,
good weekend.
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, it's only going to take, you know, a couple of hours of smoke.
Sure, sure.
It's not gonna, it's not an all-day long kind of thing.
How many hours? Well, it depends on the size
depends
of the turkey.
Depends on your grill. Two
yeah.
to 3 hours, you're done. You
perfect.
Have turkey legs. So if you want turkey
wow.
legs or, I mean, and they will be great for high school,
yes.
Tailgate,
yeah.
or you having some folks over mm-hmm. for the game,
right.
the big game.
Yeah.
Easy operation.
Absolutely.
Surprise them.
Yeah.
Surprise your guests. Surprise
right.
your guests. And they're like, hey, it's like they're at the big game.
They are.
They're tailgating at the big game.
Exactly. From the comfort of your home.
Right. From the comfort of your not their own.
No, your exactly
home.
Your home.
But anyway. But they'll yeah. appreciate it. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it has a bit of a wow factor.
It
you're
does.
Wow. It's like, what?
Yeah.
We got turkey legs.
Absolutely.
Today?
Rib tips, right. turkey legs, mm. and some burgers and some hot
yeah,
dogs for
yeah.
people who want some.
A lot of, yeah,
that's
a lot of,
now that is variety.
It's a lot of meat.
That is a lot of meat. That serves everybody, right?
Yeah,
depending
yeah,
on the people.
Yeah. Right, right.
Okay,
so,
cool.
There you have it. There you have it. There's the turkey legs. Easy operation.
Ah, that's, you know what? That's what we should definitely call this show, the easy operation of turkey legs. That's because
yeah.
you made it sound so easy.
All right.
Wow. Cool.
All
yeah,
right,
I kind of want to try one. I can't, you know what? I'm not really a football fan or anything else. I'm so busy reading with that. I might just actually just try this out. Just have people over, put a game on, and then just cook for them. I think I might do that. That sounds
yeah.
like a good idea.
I think yeah, it is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Why not? I got a big, beautiful house now, so I can do that now.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do it and you know, for the housewarming party.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, build it around
yeah.
turkey legs.
Exactly. All about turkey legs. I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
You know, Ken, the show doesn't, you know, the lights do not turn on or keep on by themselves.
Hmm.
We kind of need to talk about who keeps the lights on around this place while we're doing this show. Who keeps the light on this spot while we're doing the show?
Right. So, well, for one, we
yeah.
have Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me more about this restaurant. It might get me hungry.
2022,
uh-huh.
2021,
uh-oh.
2020.
Oh.
Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice Award for Best Barbecue in Southern Arizona.
Is that a three-time? Is that what I hear? A
three-time?
Three-team?
Three-time, three-peat. Three winner.
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
Someone needs to play a lottery on that.
Yeah. So come on down to Kids Hardwood Barbecue at 5250 East 22nd Street and get your barbecue on.
Holy cow. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I know we have another sponsor.
We do. We do. And you know what? Ken, I got some good news.
The good news.
I got the good news.
Hey, you know, that's like one of my favorite songs from Sam Cooke.
That is
the good news.
That's right. We used to use it every now and again.
Yeah, the good news.
Yes.
I love the good news.
Yes, I got good news. Mm-hmm. Ken, I'm going solo. That's right. JNL has broken up. Octavia Media's no more. I'm going solo. It's Andre Jones.
Oh,
Andre
wow.
L. Jones, MED, and Associates. I still have some people who are still want to play with me. That's cool.
Okay.
And what we're doing, we're still doing digital marketing. We're still doing digital marketing strategy.
Right.
And then some. They're getting partnered. Wait, it's me now. I'm getting partnered with with Google. I'm having a partnership with Facebook and Instagram. Those people over at Meta, despite what they say, they're still a good company, I hope. And it's going to be amazing. Offering our first digital marketing boot camp workshop for people who want to do it for themselves, by themselves, starting in the spring of 2023. So much exciting things happening. You can find me over at www.heyitsdre.com. That's www.heyitsdre.com.
All right, all right. Okay, so let's move on here a bit. It's time for us to take a listener question.
Ken, I want to let you know that the listener questions are my question as well. Because it's the time of year. You know, we've actually been talking about smoking, right? And
turkeys,
how?
Right?
Yeah, that is not the other stuff.
Okay,
smoking
turkeys. Yeah.
Clarification
okay.
is key.
Okay.
And quite frankly, you know, I have a big thing happening here soon. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. And we all want to know what do we need to look for when it comes to a smoker? What are the things we need to must have when it comes to a smoker? That will make our smoking light. Because there's some that you do pellets, some that you do wood chips. Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Well, I mean, the first thing is, I think when you're looking for a smoker, there's so many different types. You have electric.
Right.
You have the pellet. And then you just have the ones that you just use wood or charcoal or, you know. So the thing is, first thing is like, okay, so what kind of equipment do I want, mm-hmm. you know? And then once you decide, oh, I want an electric smoker, I want a pellet smoker, or typically folks have maybe seen somebody else with one mm-hmm. or they've mm-hmm. watched. But I would say first, look at the reviews.
Wow.
You know, there's most of the time there folks have reviewed all these smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go on, I would look at the reviews. I would look at YouTube and look mm-hmm. and see how they use them and how difficult it is are these smokers to use. Mm-hmm. And based on your skill set, based on your expertise, based on ease of use,
mm-hmm.
And how often are you going to be using a smoker? I mean,
right.
all those things need to be, you need to consider all those things when you're looking at a smoker. I mean, if you're only going to be pulling the smoker out every now and then, you mm-hmm. know, once a month or once every 2 months or whatever,
sure.
probably don't want to spend a lot of money on a
right.
smoker.
Right.
It's just going to be sitting around.
Sure.
So you just have to consider all those types mm-hmm. of things. And then, like I said, so what kind of, how are you going to fuel or heat mm-hmm. your smoker? Which, mm-hmm. what type do you want? And again, I mean, there's pros and cons to pellet smokers. I mean,
right.
a lot of them, you know, have issues with the feeders. I mean, so with the pellet feeders. So it's very imperative that you do go and actually look at the reviews.
Right.
That's the other thing. So one is figure out what type, electric, pellet, wood, propane or, you know, whatever it is. Figure out, you know, what makes sense based on where you live, what's going to be your usage? How often are you going to use this smoker?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you look at different styles, different types. Well, not styles, but yeah, different brand names.
Right.
And once you've decided, and like go reviews, look at the reviews, and from there, you know, there you can make your decision.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is some homework right there, right? If you're gonna go find yourself a smoker, you got to do some homework.
Right, right. You should. You have to do the homework.
Right.
You know, I mean, the first thing you do. I mean, I've known people that got a smoker and they bought one, and you know, the pellet smoker or this, and they didn't really look. And so next thing you know, they're running out. Oh, man, you know, the pellets aren't filling up like they're supposed to. They're not doing this, they're not doing that, or, you know, other issues. I mean, do you want the one, I mean, how fancy do you want it?
Sure.
Do you want the thermometer that
right.
that hooks up to the smoker?
Right.
Where, you know, and does it talk to your phone?
Right.
It just depends. There's
sure.
a lot of stuff. There's,
sure.
there's a lot of offerings out there for smokers.
Right.
Right.
And so that, it's interesting you said about usage. Like how often are you going to use this smoker?
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's
that's
just gonna like,
dictate.
Yeah, it's like folks with gym equipment.
Right.
You know, how often are you going to use, you know, that new elliptical, or how often are you going to use that, you know, treadmill
sure,
or whatever
sure.
that you bought? Is it just going to sit there, you know, after a couple of weeks or whatever? So, yeah, just consider all that.
Okay. Know. All right. Folks.
But I mean, I would imagine being a pit master in training that you're going to get a lot of uses out of yours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
There's a lot to smoke.
right.
It's a lot of meats to smoke.
So yeah, so that's if you look for a smoker or any type of grill or equipment,
right.
you know, barbecue and equipment, you should
just,
you know, that's my recommendation.
Yeah, do some homework. Well,
right.
folks, for all the people who are been emailing us about smokers, which was quite a bit. Now we know what to do. Now we know what to do and follow my lead. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe follow my lead. Probably not. Follow Ken's advice, not my lead. And you can submit all of your questions over to getyourbbqon@gmail.com. That's getyourbbqon@gmail.com. And
right.
Ken will answer your question. I'll say yes.
It is that time
mm-hmm.
when we check in
mm-hmm.
with our pit master,
mm-hmm.
grill master
mm-hmm.
in training,
mm-hmm.
the doctor. Dr. Andre Jones.
Ken, I have a story to tell you. So, and I will tell you this in story form.
In story form, because that's how we like our stories.
Exactly. So, and there I was. All good stories must start there. And there I was. I'm talking to my mother.
Okay.
And my daughter had informed me that her biological mother, who she recently got back in contact with.
Right.
is going to be coming over for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Her and her family, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly, as my mother quietly goes, uh-huh, she asks, well, how many people are coming to Thanksgiving, Andre? And we count it out, and we're looking at about 20 people.
20 people.
20
okay.
people that's coming to Thanksgiving.
That's a sizable Thanksgiving,
yeah,
you know, guest list.
It is all with different type of appetites, all with different eating patterns. It's going to be great.
Okay.
So my mother, right, is going like, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I was like, well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to make the plate.
See what I did there? Yeah,
so,
what does a plate look like?
Exactly. What are we going to do with this plate? So we talked about our meats, our sides, and of course the bread, right? We talked about the things we didn't want to have, which was the dressing and other stuff, you know, that we usually would have. We didn't want that this year. We want something a little different. So what we decided on, where we're going to do turkey, we're going to do ribs, and we're going to do chicken.
Turkey, ribs, and chicken. Okay.
That's going to be the meat.
Okay.
So
yeah, now you have the protein.
Exactly. And then for the sides, we got my brother and child has requested macaroni and cheese.
I figured it was the, you know, the doctor's famous mac and cheese.
Yes, which, you know, I was politely not cussed out, but but told how disappointed they were that I didn't make the mac and cheese at a last event. So now I have to make
okay,
mac and cheese.
Right. Special request.
Exactly. We're going to grill some zucchini and
mm-hmm,
some squash.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to do, what are we going to do? Potatoes. We're going to mash some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, we're going to have rolls, right?
Okay,
some green
okay.
beans and some greens and some rolls. So that's what we're going to have.
Okay.
When my mother and I put the plate together, it was like, okay, we're ready. We're mm-hmm. ready. Mm-hmm. We're ready to cook for 20 people or so. We could do this. We could do this. However, hence why the smoking question, because it was like, okay, well, how am I going to do all this meat? I'm going to get a smoker. That's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
I'm going to play with a smoker for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. My hope, though, is, of course, to get some practice meat. Get a smoker on time, right, to do some practice meat. Learn my equipment before the big day so that way I don't burn anything.
Right. You don't want to smoke your first turkey and it serve it to your Thanksgiving guests.
Right.
Not wise.
No.
You do want to practice run.
You do. Right. You do. If there's anything I've learned... You want to practice run, especially for the big holiday dinners.
Right.
Where, like,
right,
the meat right, is the right. big thing.
Yeah. I mean, you especially want to be able to get the timing down.
Right.
As to when it's going to be ready. Because mm-hmm. the last thing you want is everything ready.
Yeah.
And everybody's sitting there mm-hmm. and where's the turkey?
Yep.
Where's the turkey? And
right.
you're going out and you're looking at, oh, it's almost there.
Right.
Ooh, it's almost there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Knowing you have to get it to 165 degree mm-hmm. internal temperature, mm-hmm. right down in the big part,
right.
down in that thigh mm-hmm. and that leg, 165.
Right,
got to get there.
You do, and sometimes that little thing that pops where it says that it's ready, it's not always right.
Right,
not always right.
Right,
so it's always good to have that meat thermometer. I got my cleaned up my Bluetooth meat thermometer,
yeah.
so it's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm preparing for Thanksgiving. That's all I'm doing for this right. month. Preparing for Thanksgiving.
Right. I mean, and especially since you're going to have new equipment.
Right.
And so you really don't know what the timing mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. when you have this new equipment. You know
right.
what you see it on maybe in the instructions, the turkey
sure.
takes this or whatever. And I mean, so a certain size turkey. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, practice. You
yes.
really need a practice turkey.
I do. I do.
Right.
I
right.
really, really do. Because I have to have the turkey ready by 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Dinner served at 2?
Dinner served at 2.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. yeah. We're
now,
having.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. So, have you determined how much food you will actually need? I mean, you said we looked at the plate.
Yeah.
So, how much turkey?
It's a good question. I don't
right.
know yet.
And how much chicken? How many ribs?
Right.
Have
right.
you decided yet? You know,
no.
And you know, the rule of thumb is a pound of meat feeds 3 to 4 people. I mean, so if it's 4 ounce servings, it's 4. If it's 3 ounce, I mean, if it's 6 ounce servings, mm-hmm. it is 3 people.
People.
So
right.
a pound of meat. So, and then I can kind of tell you how much turkey you need. I mean, that won't tell you like. Have these many people like white meat, these
right.
many people like dark
meat,
but
right.
that tell you how much turkey you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, are you going to want a full serving of turkey, ribs, and chicken for every guest?
Right.
So
right.
again, which if, you know, leftovers are cool. So
yeah, sure.
Yeah. yeah.
It's so, better to have more than,
right,
than none.
Right. right. So when you're planning your dinner, you want to consider, just, you know, use that rule of thumb,
mm-hmm.
pound of food, 3 to 4 people.
I'm writing that down. That's why we got quiet, everybody.
All right.
As everyone should be doing.
Yeah.
Everyone should pause right now, write that down forever, because that was like, that includes everything that we do.
Yeah, right, right, right. Sides and everything.
Thing
you
nuts.
Know, and then some of the sides are, folks are going to like a little more. Sounds
right.
like they're going to like really going back for seconds for the mac and cheese.
Yeah,
so
that's going to go
you're
fast.
As you're going for the mac and cheese, then you, well, how much mac and cheese?
Right.
Same calculation.
Sure, sure.
Right, right.
So, makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Whew. It's gonna be an interesting Thanksgiving.
Sounds that way.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's gonna be a great time. Sounds mm-hmm. like the doctor is gonna be out there cooking it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And I will tell you more about my adventures as I do my practice run and report back in with my what do you call it? Like the results of action, like the
right,
yeah, yeah,
after
yeah. action
report.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes.
Your AAR.
Yes, yes. I will give you my AAR and let you know how it goes as I prep for this big day.
All right. Sounds great, Doctor. All
it's
right.
Gonna be good.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Doctor. It's been a great show. It's been it turned into a turkey holiday show.
It did.
Really? Yeah.
And this is the time to practice.
This is the time to practice.
Get
it in before the holiday.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great time. Thank you, all of you listeners. We really appreciate you listening in to Get Your Barbecue on the podcast with Ken Alexander and the Doctor. So we look forward to you tuning in next time. Catch you later.
See you next time.